I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells.
About residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there.
And the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from Grady Health Foundation, presenting Move for Grady Saturday, April 27th, featuring a family-friendly bike ride through Atlanta's in-town neighborhoods. There's a ride, run, or walk distance for everyone, benefiting Grady Health System. More at moveforgrady.com.
For Wednesday, December the 1st, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. The man accused of shooting two DeKalb investigators earlier this morning who were attempting to serve him with an arrest warrant has died after a separate police shootout. The DeKalb County Police say the search for 38-year-old Edward Allen Gatling ended with officers from multiple agencies flooding a Lithonia neighborhood. This after a resident called 911 saying Gatling looked like he was hiding in the woods. When they arrived, officers exchanged gunfire with Gatling. In the midst of that battle, he was shot and killed. No other police or residents were injured. Now, the injured investigators were taken to Grady Memorial Hospital this morning and were listed in stable condition. Well, police say four people are dead after a shooting that stemmed from a domestic disturbance just south of Atlanta. Christopher Alston reports the deceased include a police officer and the shooter.
A suspect opened fire on Clayton County Police as they were responding to multiple 911 calls of violence at a home in Rex, Georgia, late Tuesday. Authorities say field training officer Henry Laxon was fatally shot, along with two women and the suspected shooter. Clayton County Police Chief Kevin Roberts says a child and another officer were also shot.
The initial responding uniform patrol officers were actually met by a 12-year-old juvenile who had been shot in the face. He was able to lead them to the residence. Upon making contact at the front of the residence, they were immediately engaged by a male suspect who's armed with a handgun.
The child is in critical but stable condition. The officer is expected to survive. Christopher Alston, WABE News.
Stacey Abrams is running for Georgia governor. The voting rights activist and former State House minority leader announced her decision in a video this afternoon on Twitter.
Leadership that understands the true pain folks are feeling and has real plans. That's the job of governor, to fight for one Georgia, our Georgia. And now it's time to get the job done.
As Susanna Capiluto reports, since Abrams' last campaign, she's been credited with helping turn Georgia into a swing state.
After losing to Governor Brian Kemp in 2018 by about 55,000 votes, Stacey Abrams founded the group Fair Fight Georgia to advocate for voting rights. She never fully conceded but acknowledged Kemp as governor. When Georgians narrowly picked Joe Biden last year and then elected two Democrats to the U.S. Senate, Abrams won praise for her efforts to fundraise, register voters, and get them to the polls. She said on Twitter she's running because opportunities in Georgia shouldn't be determined by zip code. Governor Kemp, who is seeking another term, said Abrams has a far-left agenda and called next year's election a fight for the soul of Georgia. Susanna Capiluto, WABE News.
Andre Dickens will be Atlanta's next mayor. Political reporter Raul Bally was there as the Atlanta native declared victory last night.
Atlanta!
Andre Dickens was surrounded by supporters, family, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, former Mayor Shirley Franklin, and a number of celebrities. The two-term city councilman says he's ready to get to work.
Public safety, it can't wait. Good jobs, it can't wait. Better roads on our street, can't wait. Good transportation, can't wait. Clean energy, can't wait. Affordable housing, can't wait.
Dickens takes office in January. Raul Bally, WABE News.
Well, just a month ago, former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed dismissed City Councilman Andre Dickens, saying Dickens was no threat to his reelection. Not only did Dickens get more votes in the general election, but he went on to win the mayor's race last night by almost a 2-1 margin against City Council President Felicia Moore. So what happened?
I put that question to Emory University political scientist Andra Gillespie.
It was pretty simple. Andre Dickens consolidated the votes from everybody who didn't vote for Felicia Moore. It also looks like Felicia Moore wasn't able to bring out the same group of people who voted for her on November 2nd. In absolute terms, she got fewer votes, substantially fewer votes. Last night than she got on November 2nd. We expected lower voter turnout in a runoff election, but still that was somewhat surprising.
Does it say anything about potentially where Atlanta is going?
There certainly looks like there is new, fresh energy that is coming to City Hall. So the idea that Andre Dickens, you know, who is a relative newcomer to Atlanta politics, is now going to take the helm when nobody thought that he was going to be a contender. Also, just looking at the turnover that's on City Council, in part precipitated by the fact that so many city councilors decided to run for other offices this election cycle, but also, you know, with the defeat of incumbents, it looks like there's this, you know, new era of leadership that's coming, you know, into its own in Atlanta city politics. I think the most interesting thing to point out is that, you know, while this new set of leaders are diverse, African-Americans are very prominently represented in this leadership. I know that there have been concerns or questions in the city about whether or not African-Americans would remain a driving force in local politics as their numbers shrink proportionally in the city. I think this election should allay people's concerns that Black candidates can't be competitive. Andre Dickens was clearly the choice of Black voters. That's the reason why he's mayor-elect. We can look geographically because of residential segregation in the city. And we can see, you know, that Felicia Moore did very well in the northernmost parts of the city that are whiter in population. Andre Dickens dominated in the southern part of the city where there are more African-American voters. And he dominated in the south in ways that Felicia Moore dominated in the north on November 2nd. And in addition to that, he was able to do extremely well in Midtown and even in parts of the northeast quadrant of the city where typically Felicia Moore had done well, where Mary Norwood had done well before her.
My last question has to deal with the turnout. I believe it was one Buckhead district had 43%. That was pretty high. But when you got up into Alpharetta, for example, there was one that had 0.7%, 14 votes out of like 1,900 registered voters. Turnout's often low in a runoff, but that seems excessively low. What do you make of it?
Well, a number of things. I mean, there's one Atlanta precinct that had 4 voters. So, you know, this is not uncommon in local elections. You know, we know that turnout's going to be high in presidential elections. It's not going to be as high, but it's also going to be pretty robust in midterm election years. And so basically, the more local the office and the farther removed we get from federal presidential election cycles, the lower the turnout is. And so what that means is that we have to do a better job as a community of educating voters that elections happen more than once every 4 years or that they happen in even numbered years. We have to do a much better job of educating people about how to become regular voters. And we can't rely on television advertising and recorded phone calls to remind people to turn out to vote. It's incumbent on candidates and parties and interested nonpartisan organizations to be about the business 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And one of the ways that we can do that, in addition to mobilization, is to remind people that it's important to consume local news as much as we consume national news, because this is where you find out about these things and you actually find out about the issues and learn about the candidates and the key players in terms of local policy.
Andra Gillespie is a political scientist at Emory University. Well, Doug Shipman will succeed Felicia Moore as president of the Atlanta City Council. Moore vacated the seat in her unsuccessful bid for Atlanta mayor. Shipman beat City Council member Natalyn Archibong to win. Shipman is the former CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center and the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. In his victory speech last night, Shipman talked about the possibility for growth in Atlanta.
This election is a call by residents in every neighborhood and of every background for something better. That is what tonight represents. And tomorrow, as the sun breaks across our city, the enormous potential of Atlanta will again be apparent.
The city council president oversees council meetings and makes committee assignments, but does not vote on legislation except in the case of a tie. And that's it for The Brief. You can find more local news on our website at WABE.org. Kathleen Quillian produced the program tonight. Alex Helmick was our editor. I'm Jim Burris. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you donated to WABE yet? I know you've heard us talking about why it's important, but it doesn't have to be this big decision. You can give at whatever amount fits your budget. It can be a spur-of-the-moment thing. You already get so much out of public radio, so just go for it. Visit wabe.org/donate and become a member right now. And thank you.